Chapter 231, Laws of 1975. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided through an annual public notice on January 8, 2015. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the Board, Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, in the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school, and finally faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Jeskiewicz, may we please have a roll call?
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Petuto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Here.
Thank you. Mrs. Vanderhoff, could you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. McLaughlin, would you please serve as the process guardian for this evening's meeting?
Sure.
Thank you. As far as president comments for this evening, I have a very short set of comments tonight. I just want to let the board members know that at each of their seats is the updated task list for the board. This task list represents all the things that the board and administration and staff have been working to complete since our last monthly board meeting. All items that have been complete are in yellow. The items that we are currently working on are in red, and items that are in process are in green. Those items that we completed since the last board meeting are in blue. If you should have any questions regarding the task list, please don't hesitate to give me a call and ask. I'd like to move on, please, to the report of our superintendent, Dr. Clark. Dr. Clark, can you give your report, please?
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. As I always say, lovely to see your smiling faces. The enrollment report is at 1463, pretty much holding steady for what it's been this school year. Suspension report. We have one-day in-school suspension of Patrick McGarren, one-day in-school suspension at Round Valley School, and one-day out-of-school suspension at CTMS. We have a HIB report of one investigation at Spruce Run School determined not to be HIB, and one investigation at Round Valley School determined not to be HIB. I would also like to share a little information about PARC testing. We are almost at the conclusion of it for this session. Did I hear cheering? We're just about done at Patrick McGarren, Round Valley, and the middle school. Pretty much should be completed with makeups by the end of this week. Overall, I would say the testing process has been very successful. The network has held up well, and tech support has responded to issues quickly and effectively. There have been a few glitches with some screens, and some of the accommodations like text-to-speech, but we have been able to resolve all of them but one, and we're working on that with Pearson, who, as I'm sure you know, has created the test, and they have a team working with schools on any issues that are from their end that have been difficult to resolve. I will say that this testing process has been a major logistical effort on the part of the administration to schedule, especially with some snow days sprinkled in. So I would like to applaud our leadership team for their often 10 p.m. late night meetings to check all of the plans and spaces and filing of irregularity reports for anything that might be different than what the new normal is. I would also like to say to the board that this has been 3 years in the planning. I'd like you to remember back about 3 years ago when we presented a plan to get through the park testing and phase it in over the course of 3 years. And it was a combined effort with curriculum and technology departments. So we know now that that plan was a good plan. It was successful from a technological point of view. Now, we'll be starting to hear about the kinds of reports we'll be receiving from the park testing, and then we can start to assess student achievement from the park perspective. It's only one measure, remember, of what our students do. So one of the things that we'll be doing is a testing debriefing and lesson learns with staff and administration so that we can plan for the future and know where there, you know, might have been some issues that we can address. When we did the field test, one of the things that Bobby Philippe, the curriculum director, myself, and Tim Jaw in technology did is we sat down with students at the schools and talked to them from their perspective, not about what the test was about. What we were interested in was the process of taking the test and how that felt to them and where they thought that we could do better. And that gave us a lot of information in our planning. The kids were great, as always. So we're going to do that again and get their impressions of the process and what we can do to improve from their perspective, as well as our conversations with the staff and administration. So that is about it. We have another round coming. So this is just the first round of testing. We'll be coming again in May and talking more about PARC again. So thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. I'm looking for a motion, please, for 15-SU-012, please.
Motion.
Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Rachel. Any questions for Dr. Clark on her report, please? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, Mr. Jeskiewicz?
Mr. McTiernan.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy. Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We will adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair and consistent and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This too is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will have at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes. Would anyone like to address the board? Okay, seeing none, I'd then like to open the floor to our first recognition of the public. A bylaw applies for this section as well. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 30 minutes.
Hello, Alison Ford, 7 Oak Ridge Road, Annandale. I'd like to speak today about the teachers' contract negotiations. I've said and reflected today about what brought my family into the Clinton Township School District. I remember meeting the Little Stars team, then Julie Tepper and Daniel Nugent at Esperance School. It was early in the week and they were full of life and enthusiastic about their jobs, their role in helping develop and teach those special kids. I met them again on Friday at the end of a long week, and these two same people exploded into the room just as if it was the beginning of the week and not the end. They engaged my son and he responded enthusiastically, leaving us with no choice but to choose this school. Whilst this might seem strange to talk about today, it has left a lasting impression on both my husband and I, and was a marked contrast to the other schools we visited in the area. We rented a house in the woods, sight unseen, in order to get into this school district. It has now been more than 3 years since we entered the school district. We now have all three children within two schools, all of whom have had amazing teachers, aides and therapists. Then there are the enrichment teachers, the music, art, sport, technology and languages. I can honestly say I haven't met one staff member that hasn't provided exactly what my child has needed and has helped nurture and develop them to become the amazing individuals that they are today. At this point, I would like to say that I truly hope that this wonderful group of talented individuals feels that there are good, tangible reasons for them to stay here to see my children and many other children through the Clinton Township school system. I attended all the strategic planning meetings, and one of the things I saw as a strength of Clinton Township was the teachers. One of my concerns was, and still is, that we would lose them due to the feeling of not being valued by these ongoing contract disputes. So today I stand here and I ask that both the Board of Education and the Teachers Union negotiations team work together to get this contract resolved. Both parties need to come to the table and both parties need to demonstrate their maturity by utilising a bit of give and take and agreeing on a resolution. The failure to do this will inevitably lead to one of more of the following things: the risk of losing staff, the reduced engagement of the team, the reduced interest by staff to do extracurricular items such as music, the arts, sport, etc., and the possibility of insufficient volunteers to work the extended school year, people who are qualified and know the children with whom they are working with. Okay, nothing else to say.
Thank you.
Follow that. Okay. Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive. On November 17th, I asked about the possibility of making changes about source for teachers and long-term subs. As of yet, I have not heard anything. While this year it was a new process, we had good quality teachers filling these roles. However, in the next year, I doubt we will be as lucky. It is unfair to put teachers in these positions that require much more work, yet pay them as if they were just coming in for a day. So many of them put in the extra time without the pay. These positions are not simply come in and just teach a pre-made lesson plan. The hours that go into being prepared for the day, grading papers, making copies, and responding to parents, and that's all before the kids are even in the classroom, are uncountable. While personally, we've lucked out with a great replacement, I know she goes above and beyond, and a lot of extra work goes into her day, so her students can be successful. On that note, I think it is absolutely ridiculous the teacher's contract has not been completed. I think that if you can't put students first if you put teachers last. Thank you.
Anyone else like to address the board? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on then to the report of our business administrator and board secretary, Mr. Juskowitz, please.
Current date of the Board of Education's next regular meeting is Monday, April 27, 2015, at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. This will be a public hearing on the 2015-2016 school budget. Update: the Board has rescheduled the May 18, 2015 meeting to May 11th of 2015. That concludes my report.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion, please, for action item 15-BA-020, please.
Motion.
Mrs. McHugh.
Second.
And Dan. Any questions for Mr. Juskowitz from the board, please? OK, Okay, seeing none, may we have a roll call?
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Oh. Mr. Sturgis?
Yes, on February 23 and abstain on March 16.
Kevin, can you say that again, please?
Yes, on February 23 and abstain on March 16.
She needs to change.
I need to change my vote.
Go ahead.
I need to abstain on March 16th from the
executive session on March 16th.
No. Mrs. Vandehoff?
Yes, and abstain on March 16th executive session.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Great. Moving on to the reports of our committees, Mr. John Pituto is the chair of our Facilities and Finance Committee. Mr. Pituto, can you give your committee's report this evening, please?
Sure, thank you, and good evening, everyone. Tonight we have 17 action items, 15-FF134 through 15-FF150. The first few action items are common ones. They include the approval of the payment of bills for the period ending March 31st, 2015. The total amount of those bills is just under $2.1 million. And we have the approval of various board member and employee travel requests. Action item 15FF126 relates to the acceptance of two grants for the 2014 and 2015 school year from the Clinton Township Foundation for Educational Excellence. One of those grants is the Patrick McGuirin School NAO Evolution, which has to deal with robotics. And another one is the Round Valley School author visit. And I'm told at this time we have not selected an author as of yet. Action items FF137, 138, and 149 relate to the hiring of various consultants, including the Suburban Consulting Engineering Group, which have been appointed the district's engineer from the time period of January 1st, 2014 through June 30th of this year. We have two action items that relate to ongoing security improvements. Those are FF140 and 148. And then we have action items FF141 through 146, which are all approvals for various home instructions. Finally, we have action item FF150, which approves the contract with the New Jersey School Board Association for the district's strategic plan for the 2014 and 2015 school year. So with that, I'd like to put forward a motion for the approval of action items FF134 through 15FF150.
Thank you, Mr. Pituto. I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mr. Pituto this evening? Okay, seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Pituto?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
I need to abstain on FF134 and yes to the rest.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vandehoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Moving on to the committee report for our personnel negotiations. Mr. McTiernan is the chair of that committee. Mr. McTiernan, could you please give your report, sir?
Sure. We have six items, 15-PN-159 through 15-PN-164. All of these are submitted by our superintendent. We have some job descriptions to reapprove as we do yearly. Do take note, as the second item is the hiring of a new executive secretary. That would be action item 15-PN-160. That's correct. Yep. The others are typical activities that take place in a school year. We've got some math activity going on with some instruction. Also, we've got a change in disability leave dates for one of our teachers that's going out. We have a maintenance hire that we're changing the effective date or giving a range for effective date in there also. And we're also putting on role as one substitute custodian when required. So with that, I'd make a motion to approve items 15-PN-159 through 15-PN-164.
Thank you. Looking for a second, please.
Second.
Mr. Pituto. Any questions for Mr. McTiernan this evening? Nope, seeing none. Maybe have a roll call, please.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Ms. Hand?
Yes.
Ms. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Our final committee report this evening?
Negotiations.
Oh, Mr. McTiernan, would you please report on negotiations?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Negotiations at this stage, we have one possible meeting scheduled for April the 8th. We're looking at confirmation for that date and for that time. We also had initially is our PERC complaint was to be heard on this coming Wednesday. That has been postponed by mutual agreement to April the 23rd. Interesting, also fact-finding will start, impasse has ended. Fact-finding will start that same day. Typically, the PERC meeting will be in the daytime in the Newark offices of the state. And the fact-finding event will take place in the evening. Interesting that the state selected the same date for both of those. We're hoping to get a few more dates from the association that we can tie down some meeting dates and go on and meet with this collective bargaining agreement to move it forward without having to rely on and wait for the state. As soon as we have those, hopefully we can negotiate those dates, agree to them, sit down and have some more discussions.
Great. Thank you, Mr. McTiernan. Moving on to policy and curriculum, Mrs. McLaughlin is chair of that particular committee. Mrs. McLaughlin, may we have your report, please?
Sure. The policy and curriculum committee met last week. We have five action items to move forward tonight. Four have to do with field trips. We have three upcoming field trips. The eighth grade will be going to Brandsburg Sports Complex. This is the annual eighth grade trip, and the proceeds of last year's penny auction go toward this trip. Just to give a little plug, since I am a seventh grade parent, the penny auction will be this upcoming Friday night at CTMS. So if you haven't bought your tickets yet, please do so. The fifth grade will be going to the Morris Museum to study endangered species, nature, and human actions that affect living things. And the third grade will be going to Echo Hill to study watersheds, groundwater, and macro invertebrates. There has been a change in the date of the sixth grade field trip. They will be going to the Franklin Institute this year. That is from June 5th to June 2nd, which was the original date scheduled. I'm going to skip action item 29 and come back to it because I'm going to have Dr. Clark elaborate on that one. For those of you that were here last week at our budget presentation, Dr. Clark elaborated that the Policy and Curriculum Committee is moving forward on a pilot program for eighth grade classes next year to adopt the Membian vocabulary program. It's currently used at the North Hunterton High School, and this program will hopefully help our students become better readers and writers with stronger vocabulary and assimilate to the high school program as they move forward from Clinton Township. And the last action item we're going to move forward is the dissolving of the Kindergarten Ad Hoc Committee. That is a policy we must set forth to dissolve the committee because we've concluded that process. So now I'd like to go back to, do I have to move it before she can discuss it, or can she discuss it first?
Let's move it first.
Okay, so with that being said, Dr. Clark will come back and talk about the preschool program. I'd like to move action items 15 PC27 through 15 PC31.
Thank you. Second, please.
Second,
Gina. Thank you. Any questions? Or actually, let's let Dr. Clark go over action item 15-PC-29. You can ask her questions then regarding that, and then we'll just open it up for the board to ask Mrs. McLaughlin questions on the remaining portion of her committee report.
We went before, we had Mrs. Steinheimer come before the Policy and Curriculum Committee meeting a few meetings ago to present the establishment of a preschool disabled program in Spruce Run School. And she presented all the information. And one of the key points that I think is important to remember is that a really top level school district provides a full continuum of services for all our students. And this is so in our preschool program. And by adding this class to our preschool, it provides an opportunity for some students who have the need for a more specialized program and more specialized classroom. We're establishing this program. We have gone through the county. The county comes to the school district. They look at the classroom. They inspect the space. They have okayed that. Now, before they will give final approval, they ask the board to approve the program itself. So Mrs. Steinheimer is also here. If there's any particular other questions that I haven't answered for you, I'm sure one of us can do that this evening for you.
Great, thank you. Any questions from the board regarding the program Dr. Clark just spoke about?
I have one. We talked about it in committee, but could you just explain the continuum? We're establishing the preschool disabilities class, and what other types of placements would there be available for kids of that age?
Could you get the mic? The mic? Otherwise, people can't hear it on the recording.
Sure. Right now, we have both ends of the continuum of service. We have an integrated preschool class, which allows all of our preschool children with a disability to interact with general ed students. We also have a self-contained classroom that services our preschool students that is a full-day classroom. That classroom is registered with the county office as a class for autistic students. So what we don't have is the in-between. We don't have anything for the student who doesn't need the full day classroom or who isn't autistic and needs a little bit more than that integrated preschool classroom.
Okay. While you're up there, any other question? Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to open it up for our board members to ask Mrs. McLaughlin if she should have any, if you should have any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin, please. No questions? Okay, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Hamm?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
I abstain on 027 and yes to the balance.
Mrs. Vanderoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Move on to the reports of our ad hoc committees. Mr. Petuto is the chair of the ad hoc committee for our district website. Mr. Petuto, your report, please.
Sure. I think it was last week we opened up the survey for the website, the district website, to the community, and we are starting to get in some responses, so I thank everybody who has taken the survey. It's a quick survey, probably won't take more than 5 to 10 minutes at most, and we're going to leave it open probably for the next 2 weeks before we start collecting all of the data. So that's what's happening with that right now. And once we close it, we'll have a report on the analytics of the responses at a future date.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
The ad hoc committee for evaluating the feasibility of closing a school within our district was scheduled to meet on March 5th, but because of snow, we did not meet. We have rescheduled the meeting for tomorrow evening. I will give a report on that in the April meeting. Moving on to old business now. This portion of the meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. I'd like to start off with Mr. McTiernan. Mr. McTiernan is our liaison to the town council. Mr. McTiernan, do you have anything to report from the town council this evening?
Yes, the council had a very interesting and challenging meeting at their last one in regards to COA. Anyone paying attention to COA would see that the COA issues facing the state of New Jersey have been before the state Supreme Court. The attorney for the Clinton Township was actually the attorney representing all schools and made the presentation to the Supreme Court. A couple of key items to take away from there, and be sure that I am not an attorney and I'm not expert at reading or interpreting for legal briefs, so any additional information you might want to investigate on your own. But here's the net of what I understand it to be. is that initially in front of the court was that there be a 30-day period from when a builder files a remediation request, and that is to get approvals to build COA housing in a particular area, and the approval. That was asked to be a 90-day set, and that was done by the attorney for Clinton Township. That gives townships, towns, boroughs, et cetera, an opportunity to look at what the appeal is by a builder and then come back and respond to that. The potential impacts to Clinton Township of this decision by the Supreme Court are potentially very significant. However, the township has right now is a pretty good plan going forth, which should be presented to the state by May 15th, and that is to build affordable housing on particular locations. One of those is the Marokian properties, which is right across from the high school and borders the All Trades business organization. What we see in all of that is that if that plan is approved, then builders remediations probably would not take effect within Clinton Township because the plan would be approved, hopefully, and by the courts and put in place. If not, potentially the sky is the limit on where and how much building could take place within Clinton Township at the request of builders. So there's more to follow or more to come on that. I know that the mayor and council had a very energetic discussion in regards to topics, directions to take place, how to respond to everything that might come to fore, with the primary focus is getting the Clinton Township plan in place and approved by the state by, I believe, May 15th. Date could potentially change. So COA is the big one. Why is that of interest to the board? Number of houses can equal number of children attending schools in planning for the district and what we would need to comply with or take care of.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Sturgis is our liaison to the Hunterdon County ESC. Mr. Sturgis, I'm not sure if your group met or not since the last time you met, but do you have a report?
No report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. McLaughlin is liaison to the Hunterdon County Board of Education. Ms. McLaughlin, has your group met since the last board meeting?
We were supposed to meet on March 17th, and the meeting was canceled because they wanted to give Board of Education representatives additional time to look at preliminary budgets. I thought maybe it was because it was St. Patrick's Day and it was poor planning. But they have rescheduled to April 21st, so I will be attending the next meeting.
Thank you. Do any board members have any old business they'd like to bring up this evening? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to then move on to new business of the board. Under this section, like the old business section, this is not a time to make personal statements, rather than a time to discuss new topics relative to the board. Are there any new topics that members of the board would like to bring up this evening to discuss? No? Okay, seeing none, I'd like to then open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest only. We will follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section of agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 20 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Nicole Fava, and I live at 20 Chalfont Drive in Lebanon. I moved to Clinton Township at the beginning of the 2012-2013 school year, and the only reason that I moved here was so that we could switch from private school to public school. And we chose Clinton Township because of the strong public school system that they have consistently in the research that I've done. And the reason that that school system is so strong is our teachers. And I was pleased, having not had a public school experience for my children yet, when I walked into Spruce Run. And it was such a wonderful environment, and it wasn't that old brick building, it was our teachers. And I thought, there's nothing better that I'm going to find here than what I see at Spruce Run until I went to Patrick McGarren. And I now have a second and a third grader. And And I'm fortunate enough that I spend a lot of time at Patrick McGarren volunteering, and I volunteer for the PTA, and I will do anything that they ask of me, whether it's copying paper, and I've sharpened pencils for 40 minutes at Spruce Run. And the reason is I want to help our teachers. And having spent so much time these last 2 years at Patrick McGarren, I'm embarrassed to tell you I didn't know that there was a contract issue. And that's because our teachers aren't moaning or whining or complaining or grabbing me, a lawyer, in the hallway. They're teaching. And they're not just teaching and educating our children. They're growing our children and the future of our community. They're responsible for so much more than just the academic enrichment of our children. They are, especially in these times, responsible for their emotional and their social growth. And they're growing people. And I, as a Clinton Township parent and a Clinton Township resident, want them to grow good people. And I want them to be able to concentrate on that. They're growing our bankers and our doctors and our people who are checking us out at the AMP. And I want to have good people in Clinton Township forever. And the only way that's going to happen is with our teachers. And they spend more time during the week with our children than we do. And it would be naive for us to think that they don't have a say in their emotional and social development. And the teachers and what they are giving not only to our children but to our community is something that should be valued. And I think that as a Clinton Township parent and a Clinton Township resident whose only reason for being here was to switch from private school to public school, that it's important that they're taken care of.
Excuse me, Mrs. Fava.
Yes.
You're all over your 3 minutes, please.
I'm sorry?
You're over the 3 minute limit.
Oh, okay. I apologize. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board? Nope. Thank you. Seeing none, I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
Motion.
Dan? Second, please.
Second.
Gina. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Meeting adjourned.